is Weeded Out Wednesday, and guess what? We are in the Resilient Living Room talking about what we're going to weed out today. We had a lot of emails and feedback of some topics that we're going to weed out, but so much has been going on here lately that today we're going to weed out false beliefs, like things that are being told to you that just flat out, they aren't true. You know, and so I realized over the course of 2 years when we were talking about the pandemic and different things like that, you know, you read something and then you go to fact check that, and then you got to fact check something else because it's just so much out there that you don't know what's true versus what's false. But in today's perspective, as it relates to being resilient and Weeded Out Wednesday, we're talking about weeding out false beliefs of just stuff that you see on social media and that you hear people say that does not have any merit to it. I was taught a long time ago that you always got to fact check the fact checker. And so that's pretty much what I do. And when I hear things or when I read things, I'm like, oh my goodness, where did you get this from? Or who told you that? And a lot of times, because we are people of influence, when we hear things and we read things and we share that, then because of who we are, other people who would generally check behind the source or follow the source, because it's you, they're going to go with it. And so a lot of times we create these false narratives that people believe simply because we carry that weight, we carry that influence. But in addition to that, a lot of times our false beliefs are the things that we believe in our heads that we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves we're not going to be successful because someone else did what we did and they weren't successful, or because someone has mentioned that this is going to be difficult and you won't be successful. A lot of times we put pressure on ourselves and we create these false narratives that something can't be done or won't be done simply because we've seen it on someone else and it didn't work out. Or we read about it, we went to the show, we got the t-shirt, we know it's not gonna work. So we put our level of influence onto someone who's excited and overzealous about the possibility of having a success or having a business or having a relationship, whatever the case may be. We put that into a false narrative of what we think. And a lot of times these false beliefs and these false narratives, they come from personal opinion. There's no fact to support that. It's just that down through the years or over the course of months, it's believable that our personal opinions have now become merit simply because we haven't been called to the carpet. When people post things on social media, the first thing I do is I go look it up. And I'm a firm believer in Jay-Z's model, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. And so I'm a fact checker, and I encourage people to fact check me. Don't ever just take what I say to be a grain of salt because I said it. You know, I could have a false belief. I could have a false narrative. I could be sharing information that is not true. In fact, for example, a really good friend and I, we had a conversation about the merit of someone, you know, that we felt like he felt like the person was justified in being honored in the level that he was being honored in. And I felt like he wasn't, not because of the amount of giving or philanthropy that he had done, but for the simple fact that no one had seen this person relevant or prevalent in the past 10, 15 years. So it was like, wait a minute, what are you doing? And so my friend said, well, where are you getting that information from? And I said, well, I haven't seen him. You know, it's not that I heard he hasn't been around. I hadn't seen the person or seen their efforts, community initiatives, or anything like that. And so he started running down a list of things that this person does. And it immediately made me fact check, because this is one of my most reliable friends. If he says that there's glass falling from the sky, I'm going to potentially get cut, because I know that if he saw glass falling from the sky, that's exactly what's happening. So I wanted to fact check, not so much to prove him wrong, but to fact check to say, wow, how did I miss that? And so even though what we both were saying crossed in some form or fashion, we still were justified in our responses and we still stayed true to how we felt, but we still both had a sense of false belief in about what we were saying, because we were saying the same things, but it was going in two different directions. Yes, this person did everything that you said they did. No, they did not do it in the capacity that you said it was done. So it didn't make it a lie. It just made it a false belief for someone who didn't know anything about what we were talking about. An onlooker would say, wow, you know, this person is remarkable, or this person isn't. So it just really depends on how you view it, how you look at it. When we're talking about false beliefs, there are ways that you can identify them. You know, you listen for them. You listen to see if a statement is true, if it's worthy of repeating, if you can prevent it from being repeated, or at least add some truth to it before you send it down the road or press in on your social media or that text or whatever. You make sure that it's not going to cause more harm than good. And then you want to redefine the false beliefs. Once you hear something and you're like, well, wait, that's not really how that happened. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer that a half a truth is still a whole lie. So if it didn't happen and it didn't go the way that you identified it as going, then you need to correct that before it goes any further. Then you also need to create a new experience for people who are so far gone in this false belief. Like, you know, when we first started talking about vaccinations, people were saying, oh no, there's a microchip in the vaccine and therefore I don't want it. And I'm like, wait a minute, where did you get that from? Because I've been vaccinated and the vaccine went so fast that there was just absolutely no way someone could have had a micro anything inside of that. So you have to clear up the false narratives before they get too far. Even if it's a false narrative about a relationship, even if you are presenting it as if you're so happy, so in love, so this, so that, if it's not honest, if it's not 100% true, then you create this image of what a healthy, happy relationship looks like when it really isn't true. So someone who's following you is wishing and wanting what you have only because you've created this false belief that this is what it is. But then in the reality, when the reality doesn't meet the fantasy, then it's a completely different problem. Now it becomes a real issue, and it's hard for people to tap into to help you once they find out that something you said was false. So today we want to weed out the false beliefs, the false narratives, whatever you're telling yourself that's impossible, whatever you're telling yourself that you're incapable of doing, whatever notion that you have put in your head or that someone else has put in your head. Be careful what you read. Be careful what is said. Even the news can sometimes have a sense of bias in there to lead you towards their way of thinking. Think for yourself. Fact check the fact checker. Find out everything you need to know about a particular thing before you speak on it. And I promise you, when you do that, you eliminate the negativity, you eliminate the stress, you eliminate the headaches that come with that, because you'll have people who are coming around you, and as soon as they're saying different things that you know doesn't make sense or it doesn't align with your level of thinking or anything on that nature, you can put a stop to it right then. And you can say, you know what? I've already weeded out nonsense. I've weeded out false narratives, false beliefs, anything that you could possibly tell me that's going to go against what I already know and think and believe. I'm not buying it. And so from that moment on, you have a sense of growth that now you know fact from fiction. And that's really the whole goal. So I thank you all for joining me today in the Resilient Living Room. I wanted to briefly just let you know that we have to weed out these false narratives. We have to weed out these false beliefs. If it's not true, leave it there. If you can't fact check it, leave it there. If it's something that you just know is totally wrong, that did not happen, don't respond, don't encourage, don't engage, don't share. Leave it where it is, because we have to weed out the false beliefs. As always, you guys are great. Thank you so much for emailing, popping in, chiming in, giving me your full undivided attention and support. You all have been absolutely amazing, and I will see you on the next Weed It Out Wednesday.